Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wish for the people living in peace and with warmth in the heart, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. In Buddhism, not use the word so much. The word love, not as in Christianity, the Buddhism, you don't find so much word love in Buddhism, especially in a primal Buddhism, because the first teaching of the Shakyamuni Buddha. Well, he said the cause of suffering is the thirsty of love. Thirsty of love, katsu-ai in the Japanese, is another word of the desire. And he said that the nirvana, which means perfectly peace, state of the peace of the heart, it will be fulfilled by the blowout fire of the desire. This is what meaning of the nirvana originally. Well, afterwards, in the Mahayana Buddhism, nirvana, meaning of the nirvana, has been transformed as a pure land or infinite joy, the world of infinite joy. Well, even though there's not so much the word love are used in Buddhism in general, however, there's a word that the Shakyamuni Buddha extremely loved Lagora. He used the word Lagora, extreme love. Lagora. What this means? Well, before explain about what this means, who is Lagora? Lagora is son of the Shakyamuni who was abandoned when he got run away from the castle. Shakyamuni Buddha left the castle even though there were the wife, pregnant wife. So there was a big scandal in the country, his country. The prince left home, the castle, and practice to get enlightenment as live with other beggars. Wow, it's a really scandal. Shakyamuni was a really radical person in that way. And it's interestingly, when Lagora were told to go and visit Shakyamuni Buddha, to Shakyamuni, to get the permission to become the next king and get all the property of the nation. So Lagora went to the Sangha of Shakyamuni and met his father and said, please give me all the property and for me to take over. And Shakyamuni said, yes, I will give you all the property. And you know what Shakyamuni did? He shaved Lagora's hair and he put him into the Sangha to let him be one of the practitioner. Isn't it interesting? Shakyamuni was for the property for Shakyamuni was the Dharma. The Dharma of the universe, not the nation, not the castle, nothing else but the Dharma. And interestingly, he, in the end, Raghura became the one of the main students of the Buddha. And each 10 main student had each unique subtitles showing the character. And Raghura's character was the number one humbleness and also number one study. Well, when he became one of the students of the Shakyamuni, who took care of him as a student was Ananda, the student called Ananda. And Ananda was the nephew of Shakyamuni. Well, each 10 students has interesting episode, so as Ananda. For example, Ananda was a famous with very, very good looking guy. And when he became the student of Shakyamuni, he was engaged. But he ran away from everything and went to Sangha. By the way, when Shakyamuni's Sangha visited a town to give the Dharma talk of Shakyamuni Buddha, the old wealthy family were really freaking out about when Shakyamuni Buddha comes. You know why? You know why? It's because the wealthy family's son be moved by the Dharma talk of Shakyamuni and become student, run away from home and become student. So all the parents didn't want to lose the son who take over the family position, family business or whatever. So they were really freaking out. I'm sure that Anna was one of them. The wealthy family, the Shakyamuni family, Shaka family, one of the Shaka family. Anyway, after he went into Sangha, and his fiance, ran after him, and there was the rule that the student cannot be together only with female. But he got into that situation, and after that, he said, I was safe, but almost it was a dangerous point. And Ananda's the uniqueness title, another title, was that number one memory. Because he was all the time beside Shakyamuni to take care of the things. And he remembered all the Dharma talk, what Shakyamuni had talked. Yes, at that time there was no writing words. So people remember everything. And that's how the fairy tale has been passed generation, all by the memories of the words that was talked. So as the beginning sutra, it was all memory from Ananda. After, after Shakyamuni Buddha has passed away, there was the one gathering to decide things about what's going to do, how people, the students, will organize the Sangha. But there was a rule, who can attend this gathering? It was only who were enlightened. But Ananda was not enlightened, so he cannot join this gathering. But Ananda was the only person who remembered all the Dharma talk of Shakyamuni. Oh, so what to do? Ananda was so sad. He was 50 years with Shakyamuni Buddha. Remember all the words. He has big responsibility to Sangha, but he cannot attend. He cannot join the gathering because of not enlightenment. And the last day, last night of the gathering, he had big tears from his eyes and dropped off these tears. And the moment when the tears dropped off, he was enlightened and be able to join the gathering and repeated all the Dharma talk. And that was the story. And as Ananda was title was the number one memory, what was Raghuras title as one of the 10 students. He was a number one humbleness and number one studies. Isn't it interesting? He didn't put himself up as son of Shakyamuni. So, then get back to the subject. What is the meaning of that Shakyamuni extreme love, Raghura? This is a symbolic expression that the great spirit of the universe extreme loves you, each one of beings, but you. Because think why one person include the whole universe. It's love are concentrated to one person, you. And you are the person who are the center of the universe. Each one of the beings are center of the universe. Each one of the beings, you are living in the universe. Each one are having the each universe. Universe is not only oneness, but infinity numbers. And that is called the great universe. Therefore, don't forget, the great love is all the time embracing you, all the time supporting you. Great love is concentrating to you as the center of the universe. May you and people around you and people in the world awaken to the reality that great love is all the time to wishing the very best of your life every moment and supporting with extreme love.